At 2 o'clock, Jim Andrews, Jazz in the Afternoon. And then at 3:30, David Lifton in A Jazz World.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. me out. He's got rhythm. When he stops his feet, he moves me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your gun. Do the huckabuck until the rising sun. Give me a piglet and a bottle of gin. Move me cause I'm in my sin. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer.
Billie Holiday, of course. This is from a 2-CD collection. It says GRP presents the legendary masters of jazz, Billie Holiday, the complete Decca recordings, Do Your Duty and Give Me a Pigfoot, both of which Bessie Smith recorded on her last session, 1933. This is from September of 1949, big band under the direction of Cy Oliver.
It's One Night Stand with Woody Herman. Good evening, everyone. Once again, from the world-famous Palladium on Sunset Boulevard in the very heart of Hollywood, California, we bring you music by Woody Herman, clarinet, his orchestra, the songs of Woody and of Marianne McCall. Fine instrumental in the Herman Manor for openers this evening, Sidewalks of Cuba.
song identified with the Herman aggregation. It's entitled simply Wild Root.
Woody Herman Orchestra, of course, as you heard from the announcement. Armed Forces Radio Service broadcasts from the Palladium Ballroom, or rather, the first track was, I take that back, 6th of February, 1948, Sidewalks of Cuba. The three tenor players were Al Cohn, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims. I don't know in what order. I really haven't got those guys' sounds down yet during the 1948 period. Great playing. And then from the 3rd of February, 48, that was a one-night stand broadcast, also from the Palladium. Wild Root and Stardust, same tenor players. I think the rougher-sounding jazz solo on trombone was Earl Swope, and I think perhaps Ollie Wilson, the more melodic and smoother-toned one. radio broadcast in Paris. Let's see. Django Reinhardt and the orchestra of Hubert Foll at the Club Saint-Germain. Bernard Ulin, trumpet. Hubert Foll, leader in alto sax. Raymond Foll, piano. Django Reinhardt, electric guitar. Pierre Michelot, bass. Pierre Limarchand on drums. From 1951, Lover and Django's own Nuage.
Is it all right if I say something at the beginning of this?
You're on.
I said, well, if I had never heard Ellis Larkins, I would have never learned this tune. I'm sure of it. Because he's the only one I ever hear play it. And it's one of those ignored things. So I Cole Porter. And this don't come any better than Ellis Larkins. Larkins.
Jimmy Rolls from an LP on the JAZZZ label. I think drummer Roy Hart and Harry Babison had something to do with that label. They didn't put very many sides out, but this is a beauty. There's a little note that says, there have been those over the years who have loudly lamented that Jimmy Rolls has never recorded the way they hear him in person. This album is for them. We heard Looking at You with Jimmy's nice little mention of Ellis Larkins, and then London Derriere from 1974.
Hi, I'm J.J. Johnson of Cabo's Jade Place.
And I'm Shaheed Hamid of The Essence of Soul. And on Thursday, June 29th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.,
we'd like to invite you to Blues on the Boo.
We'll give you some history, some commentary, but most of all, some of the best blues in town with such great blues musicians as
B.B. King,
Coco Taylor,
Muddy Waters,
Etta James,
Robert Cray,
Denise LaSalle,
Bobby Bland,
Linda Hornbuckle,
Buddy Guy, and much, much more. This will be a preview of the Waterfront Blues Festival, which begins on Friday, June 30th.
So if you love the blues, join us, Shaheed Hamid and J.J. Johnson, on Thursday, June the 29th, from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. for Blues on the Boo here on Community Radio 90.7, where it all started. The blues, the boo, and you, baby. Tune in.
Craig out there. Thank you.
Well, you probably didn't have too much trouble identifying that as Super Sax. It's from Volume 2 of their Live in Japan 1975 album. Coco, Bird's fast version of Cherokee, arranged by Med Flory. Warren Marsh and Jay Migliori were the tenor players, Jake Hanna drums. The total band, Med Flory and Joe Lopez, altos, Warren Marsh, Jay Migliori, tenors, Jack Nimitz, baritone, Frank Rosolino, trombone, Lou Levy, piano, Buddy Clark, bass, Jake Hanna, drums. That was David Hazeltine's date. He's the pianist. Peter Washington, bass. Joe Farnsworth, drums. Eric Alexander, tenor. Moon River. That's from 2002. It's on Sharp 9 Records.
My life, an adventurous dream. Oh, what wouldn't I give for someone who'd take my life and make it seem gay, as they say it ought to be. Why can't I have love like that brought to me? Seeking a clue to the one who will someday be my something.
Gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distinct gay traces. That used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away. Too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. Thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive. And there I'll be, while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
Carmen McRae, Something to Live For, written by Billy Strayhorn and accompanied by Billy at piano and Wendell Marshall bass, and also written by Billy Strayhorn, Lush Life, with the Jimmy Mundy Orchestra, no breakdown of musicians. I'd love to have heard Lush Life sung by Carmen and accompanied by Strayhorn, just as he did on Something to Live For. As far as I know, that didn't happen. This is from a two-CD set called I'll Be Seeing You, a tribute to Carmen McRae. Another one of those GRP Decca, I guess. Orrin Keepmuse, I'm pretty sure, had the handling of what was selected. Let's see. Annotation by Dan Morgenstern. Nothing wrong with that. Okay.
This is the community calendar for Wednesday, June 21st. Portland Peak Oil presents David Bloom, Alcohol Can Be a Gas, based on David Bloom's new book on alcohol fuel titled Alcohol Can Be a Gas, debuting in September 06. His talk covers the hidden history of alcohol and its use as the first auto fuel. He covers the positive environmental aspects of alcohol, such as reversing global warming, eliminating virtually all air pollution from vehicles, and how, if designed properly, it can save the family farm while building soil fertility. This event, free and open to the public, will be held tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. at the St. Francis Church Dining Hall. That address is 1182 Southeast Pine Street in Portland. For more information, visit the web at portlandpeakoil.org. The Oregon Natural Resources Council presents Wilderness Week, running from June 24th through July 2nd. You're invited to dozens of outings to spectacular yet unprotected wild spaces throughout Oregon. From copper salmon at the coast to the botanically rich Klamath Siskiyou region to the wildlands surrounding Mount Hood and the Gorge, there's something for everyone. All outings are free, guided by experts, require RSVPs, and fill up fast. For more information, please call 503-283-6343, extension 224. That's 503-283-6343, extension 224, or visit the web at OregonWild.org. Growing Gardens presents Urban Chicken Keeping 101, this Saturday, June 24th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This introductory workshop on raising chickens in the city will be held at the Northwest Service Academy's building. That address is 55 Southeast Main Street in Portland. David Kobos, a longtime chicken keeper in Oregon City, will start with a presentation and slides on urban chicken keeping and end with a question and answer session and discussion. The suggested donation is $10, with all proceeds funding Growing Gardens. For more information on this Saturday's event, call 503-284-8420, 503-284-8420. The Portland Anti-Imperialists and Students for Unity and Friends are proud to present 2 days of workshops, discussion, brainstorming, and more. This weekend, on June 24th and 25th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the event will be held at the Portland State University Smith Center. The scheduled workshops include street tactics, screen printing and stenciling, uncovering buried history, confronting heterosexism, understanding and confronting racism, action planning, how to organize against corporations, guerrilla media, organizing your workplace, and much more. If you'd like to help out with flyering, if you or your group would like to table, or if you're interested in offering a skills-based workshop, email against-imperialism@lis.riseup.net. There is a suggested $5 donation, however, no one will be turned away due to lack of funds. This has been the Community Calendar for Wednesday, June 21st. I'm Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
You know, at the end of the industrial food chain, organic or conventional, is an industrial eater. So you've got to change the way we eat, the way we consume, before you can change the whole system. And what happens when you get out of the supermarket, when you go to the farmer's market or join the CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, is that suddenly, I mean, a whole world opens up. You will not find processed food. You will not find strawberries 12 months of the year. You will find what the land produces now where you live.
Do you wonder where your food comes from? Why is eating locally a revolutionary act? You'll hear answers to these questions and more when you tune into KBOO this Friday, June 23rd at 9 a.m. Hear Michael Pollan, author of The Omnivore's Dilemma, talk about how to disconnect from the industrial food chain. Only on KBOO, your community-powered radio station.
Three by the wonderful guitarist Oscar Moore, who spent many years with the Nat King Cole Trio. Here from 1965, Oscar Moore guitar, Gerald Wiggins piano, Joe Comfort bass. And this will make you laugh just before the calendar, and then the last two after. Beautiful Moons Ago and Come In Out of the Rain. It's a nice issue. Two LPs on one CD, Fresh Sound put it out, just called Oscar Moore and Friends. Well, stay around for David Lifton at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to go out with some rousing Bessie Smith until then. See you in 2 weeks. Thank you.
and mean and motor be. You can yell morning, morning, night and morn. He's wondering where Easy Rider's gone. Cablegram goes off in inquiry. Telegram goes off in sympathy. Letters came from Dan and Sam, and everywhere that Uncle Sam.
Beside the pool, no.